Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you today, God. We give you glory today, God. We give you glory today, God. We give you glory.
Thank you. I told my way. don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Prophetess Juanita Bynum, and also a praise medley by Tamela Megan. Truly, we thank God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. As I was listening to that praise medley by Tamela Megan, telling the Lord, thank you. Hey, and then by Juanita Bynum, saying, I don't mind waiting. I went to the scripture. I had another scripture in mind. But as those songs began to play, the Lord took me to Isaiah to open up with this scripture. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31 says, Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. We're talking about God today. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But listen at the last verse and what it says. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. When I say matchless, when I say awesome, there's nobody else that can compare to the great God that we serve. Amen. Once again, we just thank God for having another opportunity to come on this radio broadcast with New Destiny Ministries and a time of reflection. I pray each of you had a glorious weekend and God bless you. And I know those that I see on the line today, I already know that his mercies were renewed in your life. Amen. So we just thank you for tuning in. You're listening again to A Time of Reflection. We air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We're also on Saturday with our host, Minister Billy Burns, out of North Carolina, that hosts a segment called They Overcame. I tell you, she had two powerful testimonies on there this past Saturday, where one lady had to have an operation. She needed two lungs. Hallelujah. Both of her lungs had collapsed. Excuse me, but she's still in the land of the living today. And then another young lady was told that she couldn't have any children. And when she had a son, they say the son would be handicapped for the rest of his life. But I tell you, he's a healthy young man. He's about 9 or 10 years old. And we just heard those testimonies, and my eyes just welled up with tears, because many of us have all the activities of our limbs. We have eyes, we have nose, we have ears, we have arms, we have legs to walk. And guess what? We have our healthy lungs and healthy kidneys and liver. And then you have somebody maybe on a donor list. And we won't even give God praise for being healthy. But you, if you tune in on Saturday, you'll hear some of these wonderful testimonies with Minister Billy Burns. And on Sunday morning, we're on for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. So we invite you to tune in. If you don't know our information, again, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can always visit our page. Some of you all may have never even visited our page at New Destiny Ministries on Facebook. And we're also on the internet. Our website, we can be located at newdestinyministries.com. And we make it easy. If you want to sow a seed into this ministry, we certainly welcome you to do so. God is doing some great and wonderful things, And I tell you, when God is moving and he's in the blessing business, you better get on board. Huh? You better get on board, because I don't want to be left out. I don't want to miss no wave of God's glory. And I tell you, God has really been mightily moving. Amen. So we're going to go right on into our segment on today, and we want you to know that this week's Destiny Focus, we're dealing with the danger of division. The danger of division. So I'm going to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to go right on into what God has given us to speak on today. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, God, just thanking you for your many, many blessings. Thanking you for our life today, God. Thanking you for renewing your mercies on our lives and even our family lives, God. We thank you for we've been covered by the blood. We thank you for that blood that covers daily, Lord God. We thank you for that blood that shields and protects us. We thank you for that blood that go into places that we can't go. We thank you for even the unseen danger that is lurking about, Lord God. And you hold back death. You hold back accidents. You hold back everything that's pertaining to us, even our children as they go to and from school. You bring them home safely, Lord God, not because we've done anything great, but because of your mercy, because of your grace. And, Lord God, we asking you to bless on this broadcast on this week. Bless the speakers that will be coming on this week, the minister of the word. God, we thank you for all of the listeners that tune in each and every day, those that listen on the internet, and those that go back into the archives and listen to these wonderful anointed messages where you have given knowledge and wisdom to your vessels to depart, to impart this word. God, we thank you, hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord God. We don't take you for granted. And as we open up with the scripture and say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lord, help us, Lord God, not to get weary in well-doing. Help us, Lord God, to continue to run this race. Help us to walk and not faint, Lord God. Help us to be those vessels that you are calling for in the earth. And Lord God, even this radio blog talk, we come against every hindrances on today. We come against the airwaves today, God. We asking you to let everything be smooth, let everything be peaceful, and give us clear airwaves in the name of Jesus. We asking you to even bless our brothers and sisters that's also hosting on Blog Talk Radio, those that are spreading the gospel. We can't see the chat room today because of some difficulty with Blog Talk Radio, but we thank those that are going to call in. We thank those that will tune in later to hear the word of God. We thank you for all the evangelists. We thank you for the ministers. We thank you for the apostles and the prophets and the prophetesses. God, we ask you to continue to bless Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. Continue to bless the union. She renewed her vows this weekend, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. We ask you to continue to bless her and her husband and our family. Continue to bless Faithful and all those that are supportive of this ministry, Sister Ruby, Evangelist Doris, all of those that come on the line, Sister Millie. We thank God for even Sister Patrice, I see her on the line, and also see Sister Pam out of Tennessee on the line. We just thank God for them. Thank God for Apostle Johnson, Elder Gates, and all those that have contributed in some way to this broadcast. Even Dr. Singleton, he'll be with us on this week, and even Pastor Jackie McLemore and Prophetess Glover. We just give you glory for all of those that tune in and support this ministry. We thank you and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. By way of announcements, I do want you all to remember we started announcing last week about the citywide crusade revival that the Lord is going to bless us to launch, and we will be launching the first citywide crusade. It's going to be called the True Fellowship Citywide Crusade, and the first one will be held in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we want you to lock those dates in your calendar. Block them and lock them. We're looking for some strong support from the California area and all the other surrounding cities and states that this radio broadcast is privileged to host it. We're looking for our supporters to come out and help us with these citywide crusades. And I tell you, the Lord gave me this vision several years ago. And I said, Lord, I was praying last week, and I said, now, when is this going to come to pass, Lord? When will this be the right season? And the Lord said, the season is now. And so in the midst of that, I began to contact some of our friends in the gospel, some of our bishops and apostles and ministers that are in that North Carolina area for them to get those dates together. We haven't gotten a venue together, but we want you to lock those dates, September the 5th through the 7th. And I want as many as can, those that live on the West Coast, to start preparing early to come now. This is a mandate that God has put on our lives to do this. And what it is, we're not coming together to fellowship and teach and preach to one another. But the Lord told us to flood the community and go door to door and witness to souls. Some of the smaller ministries have churches and they don't have members. They don't have members. Some of them are aspiring to open up ministries. That's what this citywide crusade is going to be about. Not raising funds, but we all know it takes money to buy land. Now let's be real on that. We can't do anything without money. Sure, God is the one that's going to give us favor and open up doors, but we need you all to sow into this vision. Amen. So we're going in those areas, and I know it's of God because I got a call from one of my friends in another area and didn't know that they were pastoring. And we're going into these different cities, and we're going to help some of the pastors and some of the souls that are living in that community don't even know that the churches are there. We're gonna flood those neighborhoods and let them know that God has people there that's willing and able and ready to go forth and help to witness to neighbors and families in those communities. So I tell you, if you ever wondered about sowing into good ground, don't wonder anymore. When God has given a man or woman a vision, guess what? And it is of God. Sow into that ministry. Sow into that vessel. And I tell you, you'll be blessed for it. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. You better get on the train. Get your ticket now. Hallelujah. It's at the station. And all you have to do is get your ticket, and you guarantee to have a seat on board. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing. I tell you, I'm just so excited. I don't know about you all. I get excited about what God is doing. I'm more excited about doing the work of the ministry and doing the work of God, being out in the vineyard, laboring in the vineyard, than I am about anything. You know, I don't get excited about new clothes and new shoes and new houses and new cars. I've done all of that. That stuff don't excite me. The only thing that gets me excited at this stage in the game is, what can I do for Christ? What can I do for him? What can I do to bring a smile and put a smile on his face? What can I do to assure that, guess what, my record is pleasing before God? That's all I'm interested in, baby. And that's all of us should be interested in. Because guess what? It's only what you do for Christ. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. See, prophecies is going to fade. All of those things are going to fade away. But I tell you, when you have worked out your soul salvation with fear and trembling, you don't have to worry about when the last words are stated over you. You don't have to worry about a seat because you've already been promised a seat in the kingdom. Amen. So, people of God, I'm encouraging you all today. Whatever the Lord has put on your heart to do, Sister Evangelist Doris, get busy. Five links going to be here. Hallelujah. It's going to pass away. But only what you do for Christ. Yes, we have to make a living. Yes, God knows we have to have different streams of income coming in. But don't let nothing step separate you from the love of God. Don't put job, don't put husband, don't put children, don't put nothing above God, because only what you do for Christ is going to last. And that's just a little nugget for you all on today. Amen. But we're going to get right on into this word today. I am your speaker for the hour. Amen. And we are talking about the danger of division. The danger of division. And I have several scriptures because guess what? That's what the Lord is speaking today. We're talking about the danger of division. And when I talk about division, I'm not just talking about in the natural realm. I'm talking about also in the spiritual realm. Amen? Because we know that the Bible says first natural, then spiritual. So I'd like to invite your attention for a few minutes to a couple of passages of Scripture. And we're going to start at Matthew chapter 12. That's our reference scripture. But we have some other scriptures that we're going to read into you here in the day, because we want you to be clear about what God is calling for in this last and evil day. We already know that a house divided cannot stand. Amen. So go and turn with me to Matthew chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 25 through 30. Amen. And it reads as such. Hallelujah. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. I want you all to hear this, especially those that are in ministry and those that are aspiring to do ministry. Amen. Please listen to what the Bible is saying. I'm going to read that again. It says, and Jesus knew their thoughts. So this particular scripture was talking because the Pharisees, they were trying to get something on Jesus. Amen. So they were trying to set him up. Amen. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, Jesus say, if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? So if I am a devil, what are your children doing? Amen. Therefore, they shall be your judges. Now, this is Jesus talking. But, verse 28 says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. So if you cast out devils by the authority that Jesus has given unto you, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Verse 29 says, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house? How can I go into Elder Raymond's house, hallelujah, and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man? So in order for me to go in Evangelist Doris's home and Elder Raymond's home to spoil his goods, I have to first bind the strong man. Now, the strong man is an evangelist, Doris. She's the wife. The man is the head of the household. So Elder Raymond is the head of that house. So I'm not coming to bind evangelist Doris. I'm coming to bind Elder Raymond. Amen? It says you got to first bind the strong man, and then he will fall his house. Now, verse 30 says, he that is not with me is against me. Jesus said, if you're not with me, you are against me. And he that gathereth not with me, scattereth abroad. So if you're not working with your sisters and brothers for the cause of the kingdom, then you're working against them. That's right. If you're not working with me, you're working against me. Amen? So So let's go before we get into these others. No, let's go on. Let's go on. We're going to go on to Matthew 24, and then we're going to define danger and division. So turn exactly. You're in the same book of Matthew. Now go to Matthew 24, and we're going to read verses 3 through 12. I got to check on some of the saints. Sometimes we have hangovers on Monday morning. I know some of us are in church, Sunday school, morning worship, and Sunday evening. So Monday, some of us take an off day. Hallelujah. But I don't take no off days. God, hallelujah. God don't give me any off days. Turn to Matthew 24, verses 3 through 12. And it reads, this was Jesus talking to his disciples. Hallelujah. And they were asking him some questions concerning the end. Okay, verse 3. We're in Matthew 24, and we're going to read from verse 3 to verse 12, because we have to get an understanding of what division is. We have to get an understanding of what we are in danger of. See, sometimes we can endanger our family, Sister Donna. We can endanger our family by our behavior, by some of our past mistakes, some of our past bad decisions. Hallelujah. And verse 3 says, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, talking about Jesus, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, this is the disciples saying, tell us, when shall these things be, Jesus? And I'm paraphrasing. And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So the disciples want to know, when are you coming? What signs shall we look for? Here, this is the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed. Listen, people, be careful. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars. Aren't we listening? Aren't we hearing about wars? And rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. So, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. The end is not yet. So when you hear about the wars and you hear about the rumors of wars, don't be afraid. Remember, God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Verse 7 says, for nation, Sister Doris, shall rise against nation. Don't we see it? Don't we see the wars? Don't we see Israel? Don't we see people coming against Israel? But they better keep their hands off of Israel, because Israel is God's chosen people. Israel is God's chosen nation. They better keep their hand off of Liberia. They better keep their hands off of West Africa. They better keep their hands off the United States. Hallelujah. God uphold government. God uphold kings and queens. He uphold rulership. He uphold kingdoms and dominions. Hallelujah. He uphold nations. Oh, glory to God. It says, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Don't you see that back south is known for storms and hurricanes? But don't you see, they're not long, back south is not known to have earthquakes. But it says it's going to be in diverse places. So guess what? We're going to experience some hurricanes on the west coast. We're going to experience some storms. We're going to experience some floods. Ah, you better watch God. Amen. Verse 8 says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. So everything that I read to you above in that verse, it says all these things are the beginning of sorrow, Sister T. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Jesus is telling his disciples what to expect. And shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations. For what? For my name's sake. So don't think it's strange that you're hated, Sister Doris. You're going to be hated for his name's sake. And verse 10 says, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Don't you see we hating on one another? That's why we can't get anything done, because we hating on one another. That's why it's danger in division. God, I bless you today. And it says, and many false prophets, listen to this, people, many false prophets shall rise. And what they're going to do, they shall deceive many. And listen to this. This is the last verse for this one. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because iniquity abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What are you saying, Sister Adrian? What are you saying to us today? Okay, turn to 2 Timothy. I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I'm saying what this word is saying. See, I'm not rewriting the scripture. The Bible says you can't add and you can't take away. I'm reading you the word of God today, and God is sending warning this week. Let me just share this with you all. I didn't have a subject for this week, and I was laboring in my spirit because I was a little sick over the weekend. Ate something bad out of a store, and it tore up my stomach. And so I was just uncomfortable. I had a very crazy weekend. And I said, Lord, I don't have nothing for next week. Should I go back to the order of intercession? And this morning I had to come over to my niece's home. And I said, Lord, you still haven't given me anything. What are you saying this week? I try to be led of the Spirit of God and not go on my emotions, not move on what Adrian thinks, what she want to say, what she want to do. No, baby, it's not about me. It's about Jesus. So I said, Lord, what would you have us to talk about this week? And I began to look through some of my messages. And then the Lord said, the danger, the danger of division. He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. He also said, we're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what the Lord said. So he said, the danger of division. And that was about 5-something this morning. I rise early. I rise early because you know what? The Bible says, seek ye early. Seek me early, and ye that seek me early shall find me. Let's turn now, because I have to give you scripture to validate what I'm saying. Because guess what? All scripture was written and is given for our learning. It's given for our inspiration. 2 Timothy. Let's turn there right quick, and let's see what this is saying. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to confirm this. The Lord is saying there's danger in division. The danger of division. That's what we're talking about. We got some other speakers coming this week, but I'm going to be led as the Lord lead me on this week. Amen. And it says, we're reading verse 1 through verse 7. This know also that in the last days, we're at 2 Timothy chapter 3, this know also that in the last days, listen to this, we're talking about the last days. We're talking about the danger of division. Perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now listen to this. What men going to be? They're going to be covetous. They're going to be boasters. They're going to be proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Don't people despise you for doing good? Oh, yes. I don't know about you all, but they despise me from doing good. Hey, glory to God. Traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. If you call a Kirk Franklin concert, they're going to pack the city out. But call them and tell them we're doing a visual. So call them and tell them we're having a prayer vigil. Call them and tell them we're shutting in the church all night. We're praying for our brothers and sisters. We're praying for this city of Stockton. We're praying for our president. See how many people show up. Hallelujah. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. We want to get down with the gospel music. Some of this gospel music, God is against it. I said that. I'm not scared of anybody. Yeah, I ain't even scared of the devil. Hallelujah. Because he's subject to me. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, the Bible says, turn away. This is Paul talking. He said, from such, turn away. So, if you're around people that don't want you to talk about Jesus, if you're around people that don't want to do the things that you're doing, huh? If you're around people that's blaspheming and doing all of these damnable things, you better get away from them because they will turn your hearts from God. The Bible said, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sins, laid away with divers lust. And here's what I said to you all early. Verse 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Hey, let me tell you, people of God, God is not playing. Turn right over. Go back. Just go back one book to Second Thessalonians, and let's see what that says. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12 says, let's go up. Let's go up to verse 8, and we're going to read down to 12. It says, this is 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 8. And it says, and then shall that wicked be revealed. Who is that wicked one? Satan, the devil, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all the deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth. Hallelujah. When we don't love the truth, hallelujah, we'll run to a lie. That they might be saved. And listen to verse 11 and 12 say, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Didn't I tell you? If you don't follow the truth, you'll run behind a lie. There's the scripture right there. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, let me share with you all today. God is not playing. Let me share with you all today what the Lord is saying to us in this hour. Before we even get into the definition, I got them. The Lord is saying, read these scriptures. Now, let me just tell you the origin of division. It came in through who? Lucifer. It came in through Lucifer. Now turn to Isaiah. I'm gonna tell you how it came in. Do you know who Lucifer was? See, his name was not Satan. His name was Lucifer. And the devil. He was not always Satan. His name, Lucifer, means the son of the morning. Do you know to have a name like that, you had to be beautiful before God? Hallelujah. His name, Lucifer, and look it up for yourself. Do your research. Lucifer means son of the morning. Ha! Son of the morning. Turn to Isaiah 14, and we're going to validate. God found iniquity in Lucifer, and that's what's causing so much division in the body of Christ. We have not conformed. We have not been transformed. Hallelujah. Romans 12:1-2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed. Don't run with everybody. That's what conform means. Don't let the world shape you. You shape the world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds have not been renewed. We don't know who we are, and that's what keeps us separated. That's what keeps us divided. Lucifer, his name means the son of the morning. The devil is into division. God is a God of peace. He's a God of love. He's a God of unity. He wants unity in the Bible. He wants unity in the body. He wants unity among our family. He wants unity in our nation. Oh, but we already heard that Jesus said, I come to set father against son and mother against daughter. So you say, well, Sister Angel, why are you talking about the danger of division? If it's already been stated in the word that we gonna be divided, yes, some are going to be divided, but don't you be the one. Don't you be the one that's labeled as a discord sower. Don't you be the one that's labeled as one that is jealous and envious and keeping up all kind of mess and disturbance with your brother and sister in Christ. You don't have to be the one. Ah, hallelujah. Let's go there. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. We're going to read verse 12 and now the 14. And this is Isaiah the prophet talking about Lucifer. He says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Didn't I tell you that's his name? Son of the morning. He was an angel. He was the chief angel in heaven until God found iniquity in his heart. How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? Verse 13 said, but thou hast said in thine heart, this is what Lucifer said in his heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And verse 14 says, he says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He wanted to exalt his throne, exalt himself above God. See, you can't exalt yourself above your leader, because the Bible says, obey those that have the rule over you, for they watch for your soul. I'm not your pastor, but when you come on this line, I am the host and I am the overseer of this broadcast. So guess what? I'm not here to embarrass. I'm not here to dishonor. I'm not here to disrespect anybody. But we have to be able to do things decently and in order. This Lucifer, the fallen angel, then after he fell from grace, then God changed his name and called him Satan, the devil. But before that, he had a beautiful name, Son of the Morning. Now, let's go to Ezekiel. We validating this stuff today. We're talking about the danger of division. I don't want the people that I'm connected with to go to hell. I hate ending in strife. I remove myself. When I see those spirits, I remove myself. When I see folks is going backwards and forwards and say one thing one day and one day, oh, no, I don't want to be in your midst because you are an unstable man. Is unstable in all his ways. Let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. If you can, I appreciate it. If you can't, I still appreciate it. I'm not going to love you no less. But we gotta get it together. We can't let this division destroy us. We can't let this division contaminate our spirit, contaminate our home. Once contamination sets in, it affects the whole body. And just to give you an illustration, when I ate that bad cake, the strawberries was rotten on top. Hallelujah. And I ate that thing, and one of my friends said, "So they don't eat that." I said, "Oh, girl, that ain't gonna kill me. That thing tore up my stomach. I had to go to the hospital. Emergency room. That's how bad it just tore. Oh, Lord. It was like, you know how your women having a labor pain? That's how I was feeling with no, you know. I mean, it just tore my stomach up. Hallelujah. So just to see the cake looking beautiful and pleasing and inviting to your palate, you know, you want to taste of it. Hallelujah. But everything that looked good and looked palatable, you can't taste it. Because it's contaminated, and it will once it gets into your spirit, it will contaminate you. It will pollute you, and then you find yourself talking the same garbage that other folks talk. That's why the Bible says evil communication corrupt good manners. But we have to come together and be in sweet fellowship with one another. God don't want us to be divided people. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14. We're still talking about this Lucifer. Let's read verse 14 through 18. And it said, "Thou art," this is still talking about Lucifer, "thou art the anointed cherub." And if you go above, you'll read a little bit more of all what God put into this Lucifer, the son of the morning. He said, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covered, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of thorns of fire. Thou was perfect." Listen at what the prophet Ezekiel is talking about Lucifer, not Satan, talking about Lucifer because he hadn't became Satan yet. "Thou was perfect in all thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub." He was called a cherub from the midst of the stones of fire. "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty." So because God had made him so beautiful, his heart got high and lifted up. And that's just like us. Some of us women, we are beautiful. We've been blessed with beautiful shapes. Look at Beyonce. She got it going on. Oh, she's shapely and got all of the beauty of a beautiful woman and whatever. But filthy nasty. Hallelujah. Just lust all over her. Everything that she does, it's all about lust. God didn't make us to be doing these damnable things that we do. Our bodies wasn't made to parade before men and parade before women and what they call this when they, I don't even know the name of it because I touch this junk off. I don't watch this stuff because it'll get in your spirit. Beautiful young woman. Beautiful young woman. But guess what? Selling out. Selling out for a dollar. Selling out for fame. Selling out because of their beauty. And that's what Satan did. Verse 17 said, "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness.
I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. So he was trafficking his beauty. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. Let me tell you, people, do you know what iniquity is? Iniquity is gross injustice or wickedness. It's a violation of right or duty. It's a wicked act. It's sinful. It's like a iniquity is like a cesspool of evil and wickedness. Who won't be in a cesspool of evil and wickedness? Not I. Not I. So people of God, God is trying to send a warning about division, the danger of division, the danger of division. And as I begin to look, hallelujah, as I begin to look at, as I begin to look at the danger, what is that danger? Well, many times when we see there's signs on the freeway, and you know when they're doing some construction, we'll see these signs, and they give us warning, and they'll say danger ahead, and even they have the little computerized warnings, and they'll tell you you got 15 minutes to get to such and such, but they'll tell you and warn you about an accident. Well, the Lord is warning us today about division in the body of Christ. Division in our homes, division in our families, divisions on our jobs, division in the body. There is danger in division, people of God. There is danger in division. We can't be divided. I've already read to you Matthew 12, a divided house cannot stand. I told you, who come into a man's house and take over something, I have to first bind that strong man. Danger, again, it's a liability. It's that we're being exposed to harm or injury. We're taking a risk. Hallelujah. It's peril. Who want to be in danger? Nobody want to be in danger, but there is danger when we are divided. A divided house cannot stand, people of God. A divided house cannot stand. And God honors unity. Divide. And what is division? What is it when you say divide? Something that's separates, something that apart, you know, divide. We separating ourselves, and there's so much division in the body of Christ. Why? Because some of us think we're better than the other. You know, because of denomination, that's what divides us. You Baptists, I'm Methodist, I'm Holiness, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Well, just answer me one question. Do you love Jesus? Have you been transformed by the renewing of your mind? Have you been filled with his spirit? That's all I'm interested in. I'm not interested in all of this other stuff that folks try to argue and debate about. Because Jesus said, let the wheat grow with the tares. When I come, I'm going to do the separating. You know, every religion, Evangelist Doris, profess to have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There is no religion in this Bible. The first Christians was called the Way, okay? All of the denominations have been set up by man. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof is death. So we all are professing, ah, my church is the best church. Ah, my pastor is the best pastor. Ah, my religion is the best religion. Well, if you're not adhering to this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, then guess what? I don't care what church you're in. I don't care what pastor you sit under. I don't care what you profess. If you're not living according to this word, you are out of the will of God. And no pastor, no building, no church, no a mother, no father, can nobody put you in heaven. Nobody. Only the righteous shall see God. Only the righteous shall see God. Only the righteous shall see God. And it's sickening. It's sickening when we have to. And we're going to be talking about the danger of division. Dr. Singleton will be on here one day. Our Pastor McLemore will be on here one day. And don't have all the dates together. But the Lord, they talk about the danger of division. The danger of division. Remember, Satan has a strategy. Jude 17 through 19 say, but dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. God is calling for unity. What is unity? Unity is being of one mind, being whole in totality. Ah, hallelujah. Oneness of mind, unification, absence of any diversity. Hallelujah. In accord with one another. Hallelujah. In harmony, in agreement with one another. I tell you, the definition of sin is to miss the mark. And the mark, let me tell you what the mark is. The mark is Jesus. When Adam missed the mark in the garden and rebelled against God's commandment, he experienced death or separation from God. So Jesus already said, if they're not against me, they're for me. So those that are for you, work with the people that are for you. And those that are against you, hey, get away. You got an opportunity to get away. You have an opportunity to get away. Lucifer and rebellious. Let me tell you what we got dealing with today, people of God. We're dealing with a rebelliousness in the land. And the Bible, I always tell y'all about the Bible, because that's all I know. The Bible says rebelliousness is as the sin of witchcraft. So when you see a rebellious people, they might be working some witchcraft. Amen? I tell you, when we look at Lucifer, we said he was called the son of the morning, but he came to divide. He came to divide. He came to separate. He came to destroy. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his assignment. Satan, the name Satan means adversary. It means the opposer. We already said he was originally called Lucifer. He played a chief role in heaven. God named this angel, but he got lifted up, and iniquity was found in him. And what did he do? After he lifted up himself and said he was going to esteem himself and he was going to exalt himself, he took a third of the angels. A third of the angels. So let me tell you, Satan has power, and God has given him jurisdiction over the world. He's the God of this world. But he can't do nothing to me unless he gets permission from God. Aren't you happy that he can't do you anything without getting permission from God. Oh, Satan can't do you nothing. Huh? Anything he try to do you, like he did Job. Hallelujah. He said, touch Job, touch his body and touch his life, and he'll curse you. But God said, let me tell you something about my servant Job. Hallelujah. God said Job was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Hallelujah. But God allowed Satan to afflict Job. And we all know the story. But Job, latter in the Bible says, was greater and better than his former. Even though he lost his 10 children, God gave him back double for his trouble. Hey, but guess what? I don't want to go through that trouble. I don't want to go through that affliction. I don't want to go through that suffering. Hallelujah. No. I don't want to go through that. And we all don't have to go through that. We all don't have to go through that, people of God. But God wants us to come together and be one. It's time for us to stop judging one another on what denomination we're in. Let's start judging people by the fruit. Let's see if they have any good fruit on their tree, Evangelist Doris, Sister Patrice. Let's see, judge them by their fruit, because the Bible said, know them that labor among you. You shall know them by their fruit. That's why Jesus, when he came to the fig tree and he was hungry, and the fig tree did not have any figs on it, Jesus cursed it from the root. He said, because you fail to produce, you'll never produce no more in life. He cursed it from the root. Do you know we have power to curse and bless? Cursing and blessings belong to us because Jesus gave us that power through the Holy Ghost. He said, after the Holy Ghost comes, you shall receive power. We can curse some things in our life. We can curse that spirit of division. We can curse that spirit of confusion. We can curse that spirit of discord. We can curse that spirit of a liar. We can curse that spirit of hatred. We can curse it from its root and say, you have no dwelling place in my family. You have no dwelling place in my beauty shop. You have no dwelling place on my job. You have no dwelling place in my school. We have the right to curse it from its root. We do not have to adhere. We do not have to fall down to the beggar elements of this world. We don't have to do it. Hallelujah. We can all come together like Jesus said. If you're not against me, you're for me. Hallelujah. But we have to position ourselves. We have to position ourselves. And that's why it's good to do research. It's good to check on people. It's good to get some little background on what a ministry is doing. Yes, we have some good leaders in the land. But the Bible says we got some false prophets also. So that's why we have to be careful. I don't let everybody lay hands on me. Because I don't know you like that. I'm not going in no new setting where I don't know folks and just let them start prophesying and laying hands on me. The devil is a lie. You won't lay your hands on me. No, baby. I can lay hands on myself. And the Bible gives me that right. Say, I will, after the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power. Power to what? Power to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Power! Power. That's the kind of power I'm talking about this morning. That's the kind of power we need to keep from being divided, keep from being separated, keep from downing and putting our mouth on our brothers and our sisters. We have to do more. We have to do more. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. and we are on this kick about who's right and who not right, well, we're going to have this discussion till the end of time. We have seen wars rise up among us that have distracted us from the larger picture. All while we fight, Republicans against Democrats, blacks against white, Asians against Caucasians, the wealthy against the poor, the fat versus those that are fit, and on and on and on. All of these things that separate us, as we learn about these different denominations and the differences that exist among us, we have to be enlightened with the interpretation, what it means to serve God the right way. Hallelujah. We got to stop pointing our fingers at our brothers and sisters in Christ and discussing who correctly representing Christ. Ah, are you all representing them correctly? Come on now. We going to kill up ourselves. The Bible says the blind leads the blind. We all going to fall in a ditch. So how you calling us blind, Sister Adrian? Because guess what? We all are professing to have the truth. Well, this word is true. Because the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word is forever settled in heaven. My word is forever settled in heaven. I'm going to stop. I can go on and on about the danger of division because I've been in this thing. See, let me tell you something. Seniority don't mean nothing in the world. But seniority means something with Christ Jesus. Because guess what? God has a record. And he said, Adrian, you have endured this test. See, I've got some tests. I've got some testimonies. You can't have a testimony if you never have a test. I have some testimonies on how I have endured. Now, do that make me more holier than thou? No. But God has my record. I've been in the way of holiness for 29 years, and I haven't been in and out of here. Now, you might say, oh, well, 29 years, you ain't never did nothing wrong. I never said that. I've done a lot of things wrong. I've made some major mistakes. Yes, I did. But I held on, Evangelist Doris, to God's unchanging hand. I could have threw in the towel many times. I could have gotten discouraged. I could have gotten disappointed and frustrated and thought down in my sisters and brothers. Some of my wounds came from the house of the Lord. But that didn't stop me because God didn't do it to me. Hallelujah. He set the evil up for the evil day. So I can't get mad and angry with God because my sister and my brother failed to acknowledge me, failed to honor God's word. God have done me no harm. He's done me no harm. He's done me no harm. And that's why I serve him. I serve him because I love him. I serve him because he has proven himself to me over and 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 over again and again and again and again and again. If anybody I can count faithful, I can count my God as being faithful. I can't count my mother. I can't count my sister Dawn. I can't count my friends. But I can count God as being faithful because he's never stabbed me in my back. He's never said nothing degrading about me, to insult me, to slander my name. God has a record on me. What is his record saying about you today? Is his record saying you follow peace with all men? I'm talking about the danger of division. God said in his word in Proverbs, he said six things does the Lord hate, and seven is an abomination. You know what that seventh one is? Hallelujah. Let me tell you what the seventh one is. The seventh one is, a discord sword. The Lord hated. He said, these six things, read it, turn to it. Because I want you to know today there's danger in division. Everybody's setting up their program. Their program is greater than yours. And their elevation in God is greater than yours. Their children is better than yours because they go to the prestigious college and yours go to the public, to the community college. The devil is a lie. God said, all souls of mine, the soul that said it, he belonged to me. I reign on the just as well as the unjust. I don't let no devil tell me who I'm not. I tell that devil who I am. You're not going to tell me who I'm not. I know who I am. I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. If we keep on running after a lie rather than the truth, we're going to lose our inheritance. And I've come too far to turn back now. I've cried too many tears. I've made too many appointments. Hallelujah. I've witnessed to too many people. I've served the Lord whether I was feeling good or not. I'm feeling the best in my body today, but I got a job to do because God told me to tell you today that there's danger in division. It's danger when you have respect to persons. I don't disrespect people's positions. I don't disrespect people's authority. I don't do that. Hallelujah. Danger in division. I've been walking with the Lord for 29 years. Do you think I'm going to let a devil in hell steal my inheritance, cause me to walk away, cause me to backslide? I say like Job, don't you slay me, yet will I trust you. I'm going to trust in God. He's the only one that I could depend on. When I lost my daughter, my family was there for me, hallelujah, for a couple of months. But after that, I had to carry by myself. Me and the good Lord, a few of them made promises what they were going to do. But I can look back now and say, if it had not been for the Lord, my fourth granddaughter next month will be graduating. My third granddaughter, and then I raised my sister's daughter. I'm in her home right now. She's married, still in college, working a full-time job and going to school. I taught them how to get out there and work. Hey, they walked across the stage. They didn't have no babies. Not on my watch. Two of them have babies now, but they're grown. They have age. But the state of Georgia gave me guardianship over them till they was 18. And guess what? I raised them in the fear of the Lord. I taught them how to live one. I taught them how to be connected. Taught them, hallelujah, how to serve God. Danger in division. Danger in division. So when folks see you mount up, when they see God begin to bless you, let me tell you, honey, I've told y'all earlier, I'm not interested in the cult. I'm not interested in the land. I'm sold out, S-O-U-L-E-D. Hallelujah. I'm here to do the work of the Lord. I'm here to tell a dying world that Jesus saved. I'm here to knock on my neighbor's door and ask them, do they know Jesus? That's what my life is about. I did the boogie woogie. Y'all don't know no more shot. Then had the Mercedes and the Lexus. Lived in the houses, 4-bedroom houses and 3-bathroom, 2-car. Did all of that as a young woman. Hallelujah. You can put me in a box car now. As long as I have Jesus, because he's going to protect me. He's going to protect me, because guess what? He is my shield and my buckler. I'd rather put my trust in him in a box court. Hallelujah. Than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. There's danger in division. Iniquity is wickedness. It's sin. When you sit on your bed, You decide, because you didn't come on my show, I won't be on yours. The devil is a lie. That's what you call division. That's what you call ending and strife, because I think I'm better than you. Well, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. They said, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? I came out of New Orleans. Some of them asked me, can any good thing come out of New Orleans? Well, yes, you're looking at somebody. God raised me up. Hallelujah. That's who I'm chasing after, God, not after the riches. And ain't nothing wrong with being rich. Ain't nothing wrong with being wealthy. Oh, but baby, you better prioritize. You better make Jesus as the head of your life. Because once you have Jesus, he'll give you favor. He'll bring you before kings and queens. Oh, yes, he will. Got a call yesterday from a young prophet, was thinking about me. Prayed for me. I got through this weekend with, I think it was food poisoning or stomach flu, and I'm still feeling a little queasiness. But I have a job to do. If nobody get on the line, I'm going to be on here. God gave me this message this morning, the danger of division. He didn't tell me to call nobody. He said, tell them about this danger. I done gave y'all about 10 scriptures today for you to follow it up for yourself. Lucifer was the son of the morning, but he fell from grace. Don't you fall from grace because of jealousy, because of envy and backbiting. If God has given you a gift, work on your gift. Perfect that gift that he's given you. He said, I give you according to your several abilities. Evangelist Barrister had been coming on this line for about 4 or 5 months before I had an opportunity to meet her. And in June last year, I celebrated my 58th birthday. Hallelujah. And Evangelist Doris, you don't hear her talking on this line, but she's a senior vice president with 5 links. She already have a prestigious position. She's an entrepreneur on her own beauty salon. I signed up with 5 links, but I've never really flourished in it because it's not my priority. Now, I'm not saying that she don't love the Lord, and she's doing well. She's a senior vice president. But I got to do what God has called me to do this season. Now, if he want me to be a senior vice president, he'll bring the people in. I ain't got to go look for them. I ain't got to go chase them now. God will provide. And I tell you, she invited me to our home last year, Sister Ruben, Evangelist Joshua, and my grandchildren. We all went up. She had a beautiful cake and everything prepared for me. We had service. She might have about 40 or 50 people in her home. Hallelujah. Now, I wasn't getting Pastor James was there. Pastor James began to minister, and he laid hands on everybody in Evangelist Doris' home. Beautiful home. Hallelujah. Have it set up like it's a theater side. Theater. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to be jealous of her for? God has given her the work to do. Do it. But we get jealous. We get envious of one another. And that's why the Bible said there's danger in division. When Lucifer, the son of the morning, he wasn't Satan. He was Lucifer. He was the bright and morning star. He was called son of the morning. He God had put beautiful hearts in it. He was beautiful, one of the most beautiful angels you ever want to see according to this Bible. But when he got high and lifted up, and he thought he was greater than God, he got high and lifted up. And he said, I'm going to exalt my throne above yours. That's what he told God. The creator, God made him beautiful. But when he fell from glory, God cast him down. He took a third of the angels with him. Oh, baby, let me tell you, you can't come against God's people. Hallelujah. If there ever was a time when the people of God need to get together, it is now. You ain't no greater preacher or teacher than I. Hallelujah. Who put you up at the top? Come on. That's when we get on this kick. Oh, I'm apostle. I don't care who you are. Hallelujah. You ain't greater than God. And none of the angels was greater than Lucifer. But look, when the Lord found iniquity in him, he cast him down. Don't let God find iniquity in your heart. Stop being envious. I read to you go back to Second Timothy chapter 3 and read all those different things, all those ugly, nasty, fleshly spirits that we take on. When we take on this spirit and we surround ourselves with people that's not living holy, God is calling for holiness today. Hallelujah. You can't have a wife and a chick on the side. The devil be damned. You can't preach this gospel. Hallelujah. And you're not living right. God will strike you down. He'll have you up preaching. And he'll kill you right there on the platform, on the pulpit. Danger and division. A house that's divided will not stand. I got to stop. Woo, God, I bless you today. Let me stop. I got business to take care of this. But the Lord said, it's danger and division. Don't lose your inheritance running behind a lie. A lie. There are deceivers out in the land that make a merchandise of you. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me this thing to do with this citywide crusade. I know some other folks say they got a crusade going. Well, good. You go right ahead. I'm going to do what the Lord has given me to do. Hallelujah. And guess what? God is going to make provision for that vision. So if you never sow a seed, I'm going to do what God has called me to do, baby. He said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. He'll cause a wicked person, y'all don't know most, to bring some money here to do his work. Uh-huh. That's the kind of God I serve. Lord, I bless you today. Thank you, Evangelist Doris. I got another birthday coming up. I'll be 59. The Lord allowed me to see June. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give him glory. I give him praise. And I know everybody can't take me because I'm going to tell the truth. If it kill me, let me die telling the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. And it's not the truth according to Adrian. It's the truth according to this gospel because I done gave y'all some scripture here today. The validate what God was speaking today, the danger of division. I didn't give you my Bible. I gave you the King James Version of the Holy Bible that was written and inspired by holy men. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So sometimes I get a little excited because I'm serious about this thing. I'm serious about my soul. Sister Dawn, Sister Dawn been coming on this line since the inception of this broadcast. And she don't have much to say because she's at work most of the time. And she's like that anyway. She don't have much to say. But I'll talk for her. I'll talk for her because I know what God has done for me. Now, see, I could have gotten a little help today because I wasn't able to write down everybody that was on the line today because I had to speak. But you know what? That's all right. I ain't complaining. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I see my good friend, and I'm going to open up the lines right now. Prophetess Barbara Teal out of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Amen. And then I'm going to Sister Doris, and then the Sister we talking about the danger of division. God bless you. Bless you, Prophetess Barbara.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
I
you,
just
Lord
got
God.
On about
this is my four. Friend.
Praise God. I've been on for about 25 minutes. I just got into it something, but I heard some of what you said, and God is really moving back in the last days, and those that want to follow him, not 99.9%, but 100%, and he requires it, and that's what he wants. And the only way you're going to do 100% is to follow his principle, his commandments, and let him raise us up and not ourselves. We have to get rid of covetousness, jealousy, backstabbing. We're supposed to be women and men of God. We're supposed to be uplifting one another. We're supposed to be giving them hope. We're not supposed to be talking about one another. If you don't like somebody, go to the throne of grace and repent and ask God, what must you do? Let him fill your heart with compassion and understanding concerning your brother or your sister. We should be taking each and every one to the throne of grace. If there's a problem within us, we have to search ourselves first before we start talking about one another, pointing fingers at one another. Nobody in this world is holier than thou, but God, through his son Jesus Christ, okay, that came to redeem us back unto himself, to teach us how to live and how to honor one another, how to help, how to walk in his name, not our name, not our concepts and opinion. We have to walk by the Spirit in these last days, 24/7. He is not playing with us. He loved us so much that he will continuously tap us on our shoulders to tell us when we are wrong. Yes. And if we don't adhere to it and repent, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. I can't judge what God will do to anybody, but I know his statutes, his commandments, and his purpose, and we all must know it through the word, not through our concepts or our opinion on the carnal. If you want to follow God, you're going to have to carry that cross 100%. You're going to go through something. But he said, I've already gone before you. I can make it easy for you if you trust me. Psalms 23, as you walk through the valley of the shadows of death, you will fear no evil. If you just stand when your back is against the wall, he will already have gone before you to prepare all that you need, even take away your tears. Out of your weaknesses, he makes you strong. We have to be who God called us to be. We got to stop this madness out here. The enemy is taking over, and he's trying to take over. God's people, what he called, what he's chosen. It's time out for foolishness. We're in the last days. Follow the word of God and let the Holy Spirit that Jesus said he was sent to teach you all truth. Let's get it right. I cry out before you in Jesus' name. Let's stop the foolishness. We're not going to get there. I don't want to be one of those that say, well, I cast out demons in your name. I healed the sick in your name. I did this and I did that. And he would have to say to me, I never knew you. I don't care who you say you are. If you ain't living the word of God, you don't want him to have to tell you when you stand before him, I never knew you. Know what you're doing instead of trying to figure out what somebody else is doing. Find out and search yourself to see if you're living right before you start pointing and talking about other people. I love God's people, bad, good, or ugly, and my voice is to tell you, let's get it right. Let's get it right in the name of Jesus. He's not playing. That's my ministry, which is his ministry. Go tell my people to get it right. Go tell my people to get it right. Go tell my people to get it right. Tell them the time is near. Nobody knows the time, the hour, or the day. But it's time that you make my people aware. Stop saying I know with your lips and your heart is far from me. Amen. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
God bless.
I have to get off the line now, sister. I have an appointment, okay? I'll talk to you some other time, okay? I love you. I love every last one of you that's listening. I love you, and I don't even know you, but I have a heart of love, and I pray that you adhere those that know that who they are and where they are, that they receive it if they're doing it right, and they receive it if they need to straighten it up and make it right. Turn around. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Barbara. She's going to be on our line. In a little bit, been having a little complications, but we're glad to hear her, and her voice has come back stronger and stronger. God bless you. Evangelist Doris, and then Sister Donna, then Sister T, then we'll close out with Sister Patrice, and then Apostle Johnson. God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really enjoyed the sermon today, the teaching today, the vision. I think it's really key for the body of Christ, especially even the whole world. If we can just come together, life will be so much easier. The church is falling apart because everybody wants to do their own thing, their own way. And it just really killed the ministry of Jesus Christ so much. So I really think we should be intercessors. We should pray for the body of Christ to come together and not be against one another, because we cannot build a kingdom being divided. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Love you much. Give me that information that you need later. Amen. Sister Donna, so good to see you today.
God bless you, woman of God. I love you. I'm glad I've been to catch this message. You know I'm still growing in Christ, and one thing I know is that you don't put your mouth on God's people, nor your hand. So I'm just listening, and I'm just staying prayerful, and I'm just trusting the Lord to raise me and just to make me the woman of stature like you women are, standing on your feet, teaching, and I'm just following good leadership and just thanking the Lord for his word and his and good guidance. Thank God, the Lord, for you, woman of God. I love you.
Amen, amen. It's important to follow good men. You know, Jesus said, follow me as I follow. Then the apostles say, follow me as I follow Christ. So you have to, you definitely have to know. And, you know, sometimes because of our circumstances and our experiences, and sometimes, you know, the wounds, especially when you receive church hurts and church wounds, you know, we tend to not take that to God, and then we sometimes get in our own flesh and we begin to tear down. But you ain't got to tear down nobody's ministry, because the Bible says vengeance is mine. God says, I will repay. So you ain't got to do nothing. Just walk away and ask God to lead you to a place where you can grow, where you can get involved. It's always good to get involved. And involvement caused you to want more and more of God's word, more and more of God's spirit, more and more of his enlightenment. But when you separate yourself and you become distant and you allow other people to put their mouths on folks, you know, we find ourselves in a bad, bad state. Amen. And most times when we stop being involved, that's just an invitation for the devil to cause us to leave on out the church, backslide.
Yep,
we know God is married to the backslider, but I don't want to be a backslider. Hallelujah. I want to stay rooted, and I want to stay grounded. Amen.
Thanks,
so good
God.
To see you today,
Amen.
Sister Donna. God bless you, Sister T. God bless you, Sister T.
Oh, God bless you, Evangelist. How are you today? I thank God for this word that came on today. It was much needed, and it came at a time when I just needed to hear it. A house divided cannot stand. And I just ask you guys to keep me in prayer, because God is taking me to another level, and there are some things that's trying to stop me from doing what God had me to do. So I just ask you to keep me in prayer, because I'm trying to follow what Jesus asked me to do. I don't want to do the things that other people are trying to put on me, the manipulated spirit that's going on. So I just ask you to pray my strength in the Lord and let you know that I love you and I love this broadcast. And I've been praying for the broadcast and the people that come on here. Just pray my strength in the Lord, because I love you and I love what God is doing in your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister T. Is another one have been with us through the inception of this broadcast, and I tell you, you're talking about a witnesser and somebody that loves the Lord and not afraid to go out and go out and tell somebody about Jesus. That's Sister T. Amen. Again, God bless you, Sister T. He's got your back. Remember, you can't work for the Lord and he forsakes you. God will always have your back. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We see Apostle Johnson. Oh, I hope this old crazy thing is trying to open you up, Apostle Johnson. It's opening Sister T back up, but I don't know if it hadn't got back to you. Apostle Johnson? Now, you know that devil don't want it. And now that's the enemy there. I can open up everybody's line. But Apostle Johnson, would you just hang up and dial right back in? And maybe I could open your line then. Just hang up the phone and dial right back in. And I'll open up everybody's line, but the enemy didn't want him to say nothing. But God is so good to me, honey. And I'm rejoicing, okay? I'm giving God the glory. They call it Blue Monday. We had about 9 or 10 people on the line. We usually have about anywhere from 15 to 22 callers on the line. But that's okay. I understand some people are in church all day long. But stay tuned. Dr. Singleton, I don't know if he's going to be on tomorrow or Wednesday. And also Prophet Pearson is supposed to be on with us this week, and Pastor McLemore. And then please remember Friday is Provoke Friday. Okay, I got him open now. Amen. Apostle Johnson, just thank God for this young man. I tell you, he's always so busy. And he just, if I was giving out awards, I would give you the most supportive apostle man of God that I ever experienced and known this year. It is Apostle Johnson. I tell you, go and you support every ministry. God sees you, Apostle Johnson. I want you to know that he has not forgotten about you. He wants you to keep your support.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give honor to God who's head of my life. I greet you with the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Certainly, I'm just excited about what God is doing in everybody's life. The thing about it is we have to learn to get excitement and get excited about each and every person. Like you said, holiness is right. The Bible says by itself in the Word, without holiness, no man shall see the Father. And I adopted a slogan for my organization that God has blessed me with, New Joy International Ministries, is that we do it better when we do it together. You can't do this thing alone. You can't fight no war alone, and you can't go to battle by yourself. You got to have somebody to go to battle with, and you got to be supportive of a person. You got to be able to work strong and talk and support and uplift each other. But the problem is, in the kingdom of God, I preached last night, Evangelist Bernard, and the Lord gave me a subject entitled, There's Terrorists in the Church, Are You One of Them? And a terrorist is somebody that wants you to fear them. And there's people in the church that want you to fear the anointing on their life and the voice and the optics and how loud they sing and how their rips are and how their runs are and how they can get people emotionally aroused and everything. But when you just know what God put inside of you, you just stay happy about what God is doing in you. That's why, you know, you have to be supportive for one another. The kingdom of God can't grow because people are at war with one another. People aren't uplifting and sharing with one another. You know, it's a time, you know, where we got to stand for what is right. We got to preach the gospel in season and out of season. You know, we got to say what God tells us to say, and no more, no less. So we're at a time to where people just have to learn to understand the truth. The truth shall set you free. And that's the only thing that's going to set you free is the true word of the living God. So you just got to take it. And you got to live by it. And so, you know, in this time, we're worried about what others are saying, and we need to quit worrying about what others are saying because the Bible says, judge not, you be judged. But when the word is coming to correct you, the rod of correction, that ain't judgment. Judgment is whenever you decide to look at me and to put judgment on me. But when the word is coming to correct you or to rebuke you and to get you in line, that ain't judgment. So we've got to understand that, and we've got to learn to work together. We've got to learn to uplift each other. Yeah, you know, it's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about God. It's about seeing somebody saved, somebody delivered. But people aren't in the church, and the church ain't filled because people are seeing more arguing in the church than they're seeing in the world.
My God.
So they say, They said, if this is what being like God is all about, I want no part of it.
Don't want no part of it.
I can stay right here in the world and not have people bickering and arguing and talking and fighting and talking about what you dress and how you look and what you got on and how you smell and if you walk like me and talk like me. I can stay right in the world and enjoy that, but when I come to God, I want to know an experience of who God is.
I
enjoyed the word on today for what I was able to hear. I just feel like the kingdom of God needs to do a gut check. We need to all come together. We need to be supportive of one another. No, we can't always be there for one another, but don't give me phoniness. If you can't be real with me, don't be nothing at all to me.
That's all I can give you, realness.
That's it. If a person has to stay real and true to what they're doing, if you're not real and true to yourself, then you're shortchanging yourself and everybody else that's connected to you or around you. And so I do honor God for you, Evangelist Bernard. I honor God for your ministry, the heart you have for God's people. I thank God. I told Prophet Pearson the other day you had him in mind that you wanted to check on him and just see how he's doing.
And he called me yesterday.
I told him that. He told me to give him your number. I said I'm gonna give you your number because I told him I needed a new contact number for you, and he just got that new number. And you know, we were just gracious in God to be talking about you last night and just about what God is doing. And so we thank God for your life over here in North Carolina, and we pray your strength that God will continue to bless you and bless this ministry. Like you said, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, if you're not on the boat with me, that means there's less weight on the boat.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If you're gonna go out on the boat with me and you're gonna sail with me, let's let the wind carry us, not your mouth.
All right, now I like that. That's woo, Lord. Well, you know what? I tell you, every time the Lord gives me, he said the danger of division. That's what he wanted to talk about today, because we're divided, and we can't get the work of God done when we are divided. And he said, well, how are we divided? We know all the little things we got in our heart against one another, and you not this, and you not. Come on, let's get real. And go to God and get some help. Because guess what? All of this is in our sin nature. It's in our sin nature. And that's why we got to hear this word, where we can allow this word to penetrate, and it'll drive out some of these ungodly spirits. The faith coming by hearing. So once you begin to hear that word, guess what? You can't hear the word taught and God teaching on jealousy and envy and backbiting and discord sowing, and you're going to continue to do that, God will get rid of you. Okay? So that's what the Lord is speaking this week, the danger of division, and we're going to look for Apostle Johnson to come on and minister to us this week, possibly maybe Thursday. So we'll get back with you, Apostle Johnson. All right? Amen. Can you pray for Evangelist Phillips and just pray us on off the line, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. I think Prophet Pearson will be on tomorrow, and I think Dr. Singleton will be on Wednesday. So pray for Evangelist Sharon Phillips and just do a closing prayer for us, Apostle John.
Amen. Most gracious and wise and eternal Father, Father, we thank you this day. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. We thank you, God, for New Destiny Ministries, God. We thank you, God, for Evangelist Bernard, God. We ask you to lift her up right now. Send strength and virtue back to her body, God, as a leader, God, covering your people, oh, God. Father, we thank you, God, for every word that has been spoken on today, God. We ask you, God, to allow us to take this word and hide in our heart, God, that we might not sin against thee, God, but we might build and grow, God, through oh, God. God, you are amazing and mighty and awesome. God, it is to you, God, we give the praise, we give the honor, we give the glory. God, we're asking you now, God, to do, God, what needs to be done. God, in and around our lives, God, strengthened like never before. Father, for we thank you and we love you and we bless you, God, because you are worthy of all the praise and all the glory, God. It all belongs to you. Father, we're asking now, God, that you would just send strength, God. God, we ask you, God, you know, God, what Sister Phyllis is in need of on today, God. Father, we ask you to go right to the bedside, God. Go right to where she's staying, God. Heal, strengthen, God. Pour out the more, God. God, for your healing virtue, God, has been released over her life. Father, we know you, God, to do these miracles, God. By your stripes, we're healed, Father. Father, we're calling on you. We're depending on you, God, to open up the door now, God. Ah, Father, for we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Father, on today, God, we ask you for a miracle, God. Produce the miracle, oh, God. God, do it on today, God. Father, for your glory and your power. Father, make a miracle out of her, Father. Father, make a full recovery out of her body, oh, God. Father, strength, strength cometh now. Father, we thank you, God, for each and every person that's on this line, God. We thank you, God, for their growing, God. God, they're growing like never before, God, through your word, oh, God. Father, we trust you and we bless you, God, for greatness. Great things are ahead in their lives, oh, God. Father, we just love you the more, Father. Father, we praise you, God, for those, God, that wanted to come today, God, and they get a chance to come on tonight. God, we just bless you and we love you, God, for all the many things that you're doing, God. God, we just thank you, God, that your anointing is healing, God. Your strength is healing, God. Somebody's gathered the word today that we've got to live holy. Father, without holiness, no man shall see the Father. And, Father, we learn, God, that we want to work, God, and be good workers, God, good stewards over your word, oh, God. Father, that we want to be called, God, and with purpose, God, and destiny, God. We want to be called, God, to that new place, God. God, to where we're knowing that we're doing a good job unto you. And you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Father, now bless each and every person that was assembled here today. Father, we ask you to continue to launch New Destiny Ministry across this world, across this nation. Allow people to hear from the north, south, east, and west. Allow your Shekinah glory, God, to reign supreme over this ministry. Allow your Ruach wind, God, to blow in on this ministry like never before. God, we thank you and we glorify you. Father, it is to you we give the praise, we give the glory. God, all prayer requests, God, everything, God, that's on a person's heart today, God. Lift the burden, lift the broken heart on today, God. Move like never before. And, Father, we thank you and we love you. And, Father, it is in your name we do pray. Father, that you will bless all the speakers that are to come on this week. Father, that you will bless them with power and authority, Father. And we thank you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. We'll see you all on tomorrow. We're going to close out with this medley by Tamla Mann. God bless you. Thank you all. Have a glorious day.
I love you, Lord. And I leave.